Welcome back to the Roundtable. And first of all, thanks to everybody who called in this morning. The phones are still going, and we still need your money, obviously. And it's been lovely, and we thank you very, very much. This next segment I'm really excited about because I said to Judith, "You please, please stay with us, we won't shout the phone number when you're talking this time." So we made her that promise.
Feel free.
Yeah, that we'd have 10, 15 minutes of non-phone time. So, but everyone knows the number. They know what to do. For over 45 years, Hudson River Sloop Clearwater Incorporated, founded by Pete Seeger, has been at the forefront of the environmental movement as a champion of the Hudson River, working to pass landmark legislation like the Clean Water Act and providing innovative educational programs, environmental advocacy, and musical celebrations, including the renowned annual Clearwater Festival, to inspire, educate, and activate millions and millions of people. Clearwater will honor former U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Regional Administrator Judith Enck at the organization's third annual Spirit of the Hudson Gala on Sunday, February 11th at the Garrison in Garrison, New York. Judith will be given the Clearwater Spirit of the Hudson Award for her longtime service to the environment. Judith stayed along, and we're thrilled to always have her on this program and to have her in this segment. She joins us along with Mana Jo Green, who is the Environmental Action Director for Clearwater. How nice to see you.
Likewise. What a pleasure to be here, Joe.
Real pleasure to have you on the program. Well, you couldn't have done much better in finding somebody to honor than Judith.
You're telling me. Judith and I go back a long time, and our careers have paralleled in many ways. And she is really a superstar in terms of environmental protection and all of the work that she's done along the way, back from NYPERG and Work on Waste, through serving as president of the board of Clearwater at one point, and then becoming regional administrator for EPA Region 2. And just so many people admire and want to honor Judith. So we thought she was an ideal candidate, an ideal person to bring in. I understand that Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is going to attend. Jimmy Buff, who now is the executive director for Radio Kingston, is going to MC, and a whole slew of other wonderful people. And we're going to have a gala, an auction at the gala, a silent auction of wonderful donated artwork and other items. And it's just going to be a real fun event to raise money for a very important cause, and that is all the varied work that you mentioned that Clearwater does.
Judith, you obviously, we talk a lot about your career and what you've done in it. Talk a little bit about the partnership with Clearwater and why environmental groups like this are so important in our region.
Yeah, so I'm just so honored and humbled to be recognized by Clearwater. I think Clearwater is one of the most effective environmental education and environmental advocacy groups in the nation. They are incredible stewards for the Hudson, and especially during the Trump administration, it's more important than ever before to support the nonprofit community that's working to get the Clean Water Act enforced, sue when they have to sue, as Clearwater has done on an important nuclear power issue. And the Hudson has such a special place in my heart. I grew up in Greene County, and I remember as a teenager, this is probably not a great story, but water skiing on the Hudson and working really hard not to fall in, because the river always had this rainbow sheen on it, which was due to petroleum. And, you know, in my lifetime, I've witnessed tremendous improvements in the Hudson. And that really would not have happened without effective advocacy from Clearwater, from Riverkeeper, from Scenic Hudson. The historic role that these groups have played. Certainly government plays an important role, but I feel like Clearwater and the nonprofit community, they're the pace car. And I'm a big believer in when the people lead, the leaders will follow. And that certainly has been Clearwater's tradition for almost half a decade now.
As it turns out, this is the fourth anniversary. Yesterday was the fourth anniversary of the passing of our founder, Pete Seeger. So it's even more of an honor because Pete's high over the Hudson watching and cheering us on.
Pete and Toshi, his wife, are both so amazing, amazing leaders. And I did serve as the president of the board of directors of Clearwater in 87. I did that while I was on maternity leave with my son, Reed. So I have such happy memories and photos of...
And you always know how long ago it was then.
Yes. that's how I measure it. Right.
Yeah, right.
So I would pack this infant into the car and drive down to the little yellow house in Poughkeepsie for endless Clearwater board meetings and committee meetings. And how are we going to find money to repair the boat? And... You know, it's a real tribute to so many people who support Clearwater that it's still functioning so effectively today.
So, I mean, what we just stay with me while I take you on a rambling question. But, you know, what we just witnessed, even when we were talking over the last hour and a half of the money that we made and the radio station and what people have done, and because there's a concern, there's a great concern about our radio station and people wanting a public forum. I'm wondering, are you seeing the same outreach from people within the environmental community when they see so much falling apart, when they see so much going down of people supporting Clearwater and being concerned that you are there to be that pace car that Judith mentioned?
I think we're seeing it in terms of sentiment. What we need to do is see it in terms of dollars for support.
Sentiment, schmentiment.
Yeah. back in June, we sailed down or tried to sail to D.C. There were some severe weather that kept the ship from going, but the sloop from sailing. But we were able to host a congressional briefing on the Clean Water Act and bring people up to speed. And it was extremely well attended by congressional staff. So we are doing things to counteract the real travesty to environmental protection that's coming out of D.C. But we're also working right here in New York State. And if I could, I'd like to put
Please
in
do.
A good word about a very favorable court decision that occurred a couple days ago. Clearwater, one of the things Clearwater does is take on issues that if no one else will and needs to be addressed, we have a history of stepping into that role. And in this case, we have very serious concerns about a mandatory 12-year, $7.6 billion nuclear subsidy under the so-called clean energy standard that the Public Service Commission has required New York ratepayers to pay to subsidize nuclear power plants in Western New York that are no longer economically viable. And that distorts the marketplace. They're certainly not providing clean energy. So the decision to move forward with a full hearing is a real positive step. And here it is pro bono, you know, just using hard work and intelligence, trying to counteract contentions by the Public Service Commission, by Exelon, Entergy, Constellation, all of whom have huge resources, legal resources. So it's been of a bit of a David and Goliath struggle, but it's a struggle for the truth, and it's a struggle to protect New York ratepayers against having to pay for something that those funds would be much better invested in renewable energy and solar with storage and shifting to a renewable energy economy and energy efficiency.
Let me get a little philosophical with you, Judith, and just sort of look at the big picture and your feelings about, do you feel, given that this is your life's work, is it always going to be a David Goliath struggle?
It always has been. It always will be. I think it's a greater struggle today than ever before because we've never had such a hostile federal administration. And, you look at the trajectory of environmental issues in this country, it's always gotten a little bit better. You know, we're not to the point of fishable, swimmable waters, which is the goal of the Federal Clean Water Act. But what's really troubling me about, you know, the times we find ourselves in is we will slide back. I mean, this first year of the Trump administration has been so devastating. And in over time, we will see more acid rain. We will see more climate change and extreme weather, more toxins in drinking water. And this is a first in the, you know, since the EPA was established almost 50 years ago, since Clearwater is established, we are sliding back. This is unique and it's bad.
So I asked both of you then, where does the optimism lie? Where can we, and I know you and I, Judith, have talked about this a lot, but you basically are optimistic.
Yes, because of the awareness of the people. And so, you know, my worry is people have limited dollars, and so they're sharing those donations with national environmental groups, which is terrific, but it leaves the regional groups like Clearwater struggling, and they still have big mountains to climb.
I wonder if along those lines, we could let people know how to attend the gala.
That was my next question. Right here on my sheet, that was my next question.
How subtle.
I actually had a two-part question. First of all, what can people expect from the evening? How is it going to lay out?
There will be speechifying music and an auction and amazing people to network with. I think it's going to be a wonderful evening.
It's at the Garrison, February 11th.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned, Judith Henk will be given the Clearwater Spirit of the Hudson Award. So, yes, how do we become a part of that?
Well, the easiest thing is to just go on the Clearwater website.
Clearwater.org.
Clearwater.org. And right there, you'll be able to click and it'll take you right to a place to register to participate in the gala. And if you're unable to, either because you're busy or you can't afford a gala, but can afford to make a donation, the donation button is right there as well.
Right. And certainly go in Judith's honor and go a long way to keeping your efforts going. Hudson River Sloop Clearwater Incorporated's annual Spirit of the Hudson Gala honoring Judith Henk will take place on February 11th at the Garrison in Garrison, New York. To learn more about the event and Clearwater's ongoing work, you can visit clearwater.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Judith, always a pleasure. We'll see
Thanks,
you next
Jeff.
Week. Thank
see
you very
Friday.
Much. Congratulations on
Thank
a
you.
Well-deserved
Thank
award.
You.
Manager Green, thank you so much for being with us. We love that you're here, and thank you for all the great work you do.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.